Hi, this is Jack Vaughn for SearchDataManagement.com, and today I'm with Ed Burns from SearchBusinessAnalytics.com, and this is the Talking Data podcast for the week of March 10th. Ed, I know you've been out there hitting the streets looking for stories. I know that we're in the throes of March Madness, and that the folks over at MIT are taking some look at sports like basketball and data and analytics thereof. And so I thought we could talk about that today. I guess it's my understanding that they're really moving to a whole new level of gathering data and really capturing every move a player makes, figuring out how many miles they run during a game or during a season. And I'm talking about the NBA. Was there any material about that, and what does it mean, what's going on in sports? We've heard about Moneyball, of course, was a big deal, talking about using analytics for sports. What's your take, having just been out there and looking at it?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. I mean, you don't normally think of sports teams and sports leagues as being really all that data-driven, but these days it sounds like, you know, just like every other industry out there, sports is really moving towards a much more data-centric approach to things. And so, I mean, there was at this MIT Sports Analytics Conference I was just at, there was a really interesting panel featuring some former coaches, former executives from the NBA, talking about things that that they've seen as far as you know, data capture, use of the data, and basically, it sounds like they're just trying to capture every single bit of data that they possibly can from throughout the season, with the thought being that the more data points you can feed into a data modeling system, the better picture you can build of a player. And, you know, so they're using it for all kinds of purposes to see which players respond best in certain defensive situations. They're using it to see what players might be at risk of injury due to the amount of work they've put in throughout the season. And so, I mean, it sounds like what once was a not very data-driven approach in the NBA in particular is now becoming very, very focused on gathering data, analyzing data, and using it to drive their decision-making process.
Well, that's a question. I had seen a Sports Illustrated data journalist at a recent Strata event, and he said, gee, they're gathering more data than ever, but it's really maybe more than they can work with. Are we seeing signs of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the question. All this isn't to say that everyone is a believer in data in the NBA, not by a long shot. On the panel featuring some former NBA coaches, Stan Van Gundy, who used to coach the Orlando Magic, he had a really skeptical view of all this data analysis. One of the things he mentioned in particular is that teams now are tracking the number of miles run by each player throughout the course of the season. And that may have some value in it, but not as far as Stan Van Gundy sees it. And so, I mean, you know, there are a lot of teams that are trying to take this more data-centric approach, but certainly not everyone in the NBA is a believer in it. And so I think it's going to come down to what sort of results these approaches ultimately
worked with a guy like Stan once, and I think that his attitude is not limited to sports, and that there's things that the sports people can learn from business analytics, and probably vice versa too.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that we hear in all the interviews I do. You know, it's about how do you get the top level leadership on board with turning more of the decision making approach over to data and data models. And certainly, you know, any major corporation out there, there's going to be naysayers at the top who think that their 35 years of experience in the industry is more valuable than an algorithm, basically.
Well, thanks, Ed. This is Jack Vaughn for Search Data Management, along with Ed Burns from Search Business Analytics for today's Talkin' Data podcast. We will be streaming at you again.